USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hong Kong protesters threw bricks and gasoline bombs at the police, who responded with tear gas as chaotic scenes returned to the summer-long anti-government protest for the first time in nearly 2 weeks. Hundreds of black-clad protesters armed with bamboo poles and baseball bats fought with police officers wielding batons on a main road following the march that was sparked by surveillance fears. Fernando Chang is trying to build a bridge between the police and the young protesters.
The youth don't necessarily listen to the legislators, but we are here to witness what's going on, be the bridge between the police and the protesters, make sure that there's sufficient time for the protesters to respond, make sure that the police don't jump onto their violent conclusion so fast.
The violence has interrupted nearly 2 weeks of calm in Hong Kong, which had been gripped by a turbulent pro-democracy movement since June. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Illinois health officials announced the death of an adult who had vaped and later developed a severe respiratory illness. This is the first such death to be reported amid a growing number of lung illnesses across the country that doctors say may be connected to e-cigarettes. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention said it's now aware of 193 potential cases of severe lung disease in 22 states that may be caused by vaping. These numbers are an increase from the 153 potential cases in 16 states that the agency had reported earlier in the week. At that time, there were no known deaths reported. Health officials say it's still unclear whether there's a connection between cases among different states and whether vaping caused those illnesses. The Morgan Freeman and Gerard Butler movie, Angel Has Fallen, easily topped the box office with a $21.3 million debut this weekend. Last weekend's number one film, the R-rated comedy hit Good Boy, slid to second with $11.8 million, and the Christian film Overcomer came in third with an $8 million opening weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Chief Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor on her pancreas, and there is currently no evidence of any disease remaining. The court said in a statement that a biopsy performed on July 31st confirmed a localized malignant tumor. Ginsburg, age 86, underwent a three-week course of radiation therapy, and as part of her treatment, had a bile duct stent placed. The court said Ginsburg tolerated treatment well and does not need any additional treatment, but will continue to have periodic blood tests. The court said Ginsburg canceled an annual summer visit to Santa Fe, but otherwise has maintained an active schedule during her treatment. Ginsburg underwent lung cancer surgery in December and has two previous bouts with cancer. She had colorectal cancer in 1999 and pancreatic cancer in 2009. While recovering from surgery, she missed arguments at the court in January, her first illness-related absence in more than 25 years as a justice. A U.S. appeals court in Denver said Electoral College members can vote for the presidential candidate of their choice and are not bound by the popular votes in their states. The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Colorado Secretary of State violated the Constitution in 2016 when he removed an elector and nullified his vote because the elector refused to cast his ballot for Hillary Clinton, who won the popular vote. This ruling applies only to Colorado and five other states in the 10th Circuit, including Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Utah, and Wyoming. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.